Krishna, not Kali. Krishna became like Kali. He gave his
son. He had his son.
He 410 and he took the sword and everything like Kali. And that Kali, while doing puja, when he came, he
Krishna tells Radhika, don't worry, just go on.
Then he was Chamamana.
Then he
I've done it. Anyone has told me, so I've. But I am not doing it. Radhika told that I will never talk to any man and never I will go out of home. And second day, the leader, like a chhatra, student of reading. An umbrella of tal and wearing sandals and something here, Vyakarana Pothi,
Sanskrit grammar.
Sanskrit grammar. And he came at the gate and told, Alak, Alak, Alak Niranjan, Alak Niranjan. Alak Niranjan means the thing which is not seen, it is alak. Niranjan means no mela. Mela means no upadhi, nothing. That is selfless God, nirvishesh Brahma. That is alak Niranjan, alak Niranjan. Like Mayavadi, he was doing. At once, Jatla came and he saw that very beautiful and rays are coming from the mouth body. He attracted, was there so much attracted, and he went in the house. In the house, and I have written it. You remember?
In the book. I have the book in the van. I brought the book in the van.
I
didn't bring it there.
Then you can read?
Yes.
It will be very
interesting.
Oh, it is in car. Then she told.
You have the book?
No. She told that. You should go. I want to give it all. When Krishna is refused, I will not take anything from you. Why? Because you are needy. Then, go.
That person was Krishna.
That person was Krishna. So, he told that I will not take anything from you. If a lady having her husband, then I can take the current. Then he went inside and told Srimati Radhika that Brahmin, a student has come that I cannot go. I will never go. Because yesterday you have rebuked me so much. So I will not go out of the house. And I will not talk, I will not give anything other than our things. Then he brought down to the streets of Srimati Radhika and told in so many ways that she was not friendly. At last, she went to Lalita and Vishakha and told that if she is not willing to give and she will not give, then all cows will be dead. And your son will also die.
Who said that?
The Brahmin.
The Brahmin said that.
Mm. Because the time was too late.
Mm.
So, I know that everything will be destroyed. So, tell her anyhow to give up to that Brahmin boy.
The Brahmin boy told these things.
Mm.
If you don't...
He has heard that in our India, we always see that if a beggar comes,
we must give.
Must give.
But
otherwise, there will be something.
So so who told those things?
She is telling to Lalita.
Okay.
That I know that if she will not give,
then
he will go, and he is not ready to wait a little here.
Mm-hmm.
When the cows are milking, only that for 5 or 6 months he will wait. I have requested him to wait a little. So he is now. And Krishna is telling that, I am going. My time is over. Then at last, Lalita and Vishakha came to Srimati Radhika. And they told, and she was ready. She took everything in golden pot and went there to give all Krishna's
cloth.
She told that I will not take. Whether you are widow or not widow, I am not seeing.
Man or a man, you cover your mouth fully.
So I will not take.
She had her everything covered.
Yes.
And then Lalita sought towards Srimati Radhika. And they knew that this person is not other than Krishna.
Did Srimati Radhika know?
She also, afterwards, she knew.
Yeah.
Then Krishna told that I am not a beggar of that class. I have come here to have alms, but what kinds of alms? That you are very angry to me. You have done one. And that man I could not
down
for so many days. So if you are ready to give me that alms, that I am very much pleased and have. I want that man. Then Srimati Radhika laughed.
Smiling.
See what she has been bought. She gave a coin.
Only said
at once, laughing. Krishna took the man and was then pleased and returned to the box. Again, the Once Krishna and Yashoda Devi was putting some cloth and ornaments in a very big box. So many kinds of
ornaments and cloth, valuable cloth.
Mm-hmm. Krishna at once came. He was doing very carefully, and she was doing like that. Krishna may not see, but at once Krishna came and thought is, oh mother, what are you doing? What is, go outside the room, don't disturb me, I'm doing something. No, I want to know, my dear mother. She got the neck of Yashodama and told that, Mary Maya, I must.
Oh, my mother.
Dear mother, are you keeping all these things for my future marriage? Or for what? For mine?
Myself.
Then Yashoda told that, I'm keeping it. Srimati Radhika. I hear it as my son's wife. She comes daily here, and without giving all these things, just like I would never send her here. So I'm giving all these things. And who will carry it? Husband of Srimati Radhika himself, he will come. Now he is, the time is coming, he will come and he will take up.
Yes.
No other than.
Yes.
Then went from there and he met Subal Sudan. They came. When the box was ready and locked, and just so that when he was watching, when waiting, when
Abhimanyu
is coming, then he opened the friends opened the lock and Krishna take everything outside, an empty box, set down, and the lock was
sealed.
And then Abhimanyu came and take it on his hand, on his head, and came here. He asked his mother, oh mother, Yashoda Maa has given so much things. Where to keep it? She told that, go inside and give it to Srimati Radhika. He came and he kept
put down,
put down all these things. And then he went away. Then the Tadisaka opened the box and saw that Krishna there. So then he said, so many.
First time done here.
Here, at first there was no good Raj Bhavan for Srimati Radhika because it was not like a king as Vishwabhanu Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj has 7 lakhs of gold.
Nine lakhs.
11,000 lakhs. It was more than Nanda Baba. So he led here after marriage, very big and lovely, a Raj of Srimati Radhika.
Vrishabhanu Maharaj made it. Where is but that place?
5,000. This is like a hill. This place was Samtal. Samtal means.
Level.
But going and damaging 5,000, it became so high place. So they tell that the palace was in the rear. Mandir are going on. This is the place. From ancient times, it is seen.
So he built a palace for her.
But Javat means that, but.
Pardon, Venianti.
Javat, that.
Javat.
Javat.
Javat means a
tree.
Where Javat, that Venianti tree, under which the palace was there. And Srimati used to be here.
What prayer should be recited here?
Huh?
What is a proper prayer to make in this place?
Radhika lives here always. And from here, with Kishore here, first times are going on. From here he goes also to Radhapun Shyamkur, this Rajgubartan, sometimes in Biharban, sometimes in the night she goes to Sankirtan. From here there is Kokilaban, very near. From there, Krishna used to sing like Kokil. Kokil means Kakubar.
Kakubar.
So it is called Kokilaban. So after marriage, and Krishna became when Kishore, he returned from Gokul and Vrindavan to here. All Leela, first times, were from Nandagaon and from here. From here, she goes to Saketban also and meets Krishna. She also goes to very from here, Kamyaban is very near. Sometimes she goes to Kamyaban and all places. So, all the mandirs, Lalita Vishakha, are here.
They live here?
They live here.
In Jabat?
In Jabat.
What about their husbands?
Their husbands know that Abhimanyu is friend of Govardhan and of Lalita's husband.
What is Lalita's husband's name?
Anang Manjali also is here. His husband is the brother of Abhimanyu. So she is also here. Vishakha is very near and dear to Jatila.
Vishakha?
Because his sister.
Vishakha's sister.
Jatila's sister, daughter,
is
Vishakha. So he loves very much Vishakha. So
she trusts her.
She trusts him. So all the Sakhis had any very good relation with Jatila and this family. So, their husband don't
mind that they stay here.
But if they go to Nandagaon, they might.
Right. So they always stay here.
Here Rup Manjari always lives with Srimati Radhika. When she took bath, all Sakhis, Nitya Sakhis, that is Manjari, are doing snan. As beloved Kusmanjali we see, Arati Manjali, Rup Manjali, Lavang Manjali, are doing Sungar, Vaini, Sungar, Shila, everything. And from here, they go with Srimati Radhika to Nandagaon. In the midday, Tirkatambi is there.
Nandavad.
So it is very interesting place for Gaudiya Vaishnava.
This place. Sometimes the Gaudiya Vaishnavas pray to take their birth here. Someone may think this is where I am born.
No, not here, but they want to burn.
Birth.
They don't want to take birth here because then it will not be Sasural.
Father-in-law's house.
Right.
They want to wait here.
They want to be married here.
Yes.
They want to take birth in Varshana or Vishakha's birthplace, Chitras, that place,
Ichagaon,
and other places.
But then come here.
I will take
birth
and my marriage will be
in Javad,
and he will come and serve Srimati Radhika. So we pray Srimati Radhika as the Rishi Goswami has done. कि द्वितीय श्लोक का हा देवी काकू भरगत गत याति तथाचा जाचे निपत्त भूमि दंडवत उद्भटाति अस्य प्रसाद मधुस्य जनस्व कृत्वा गंधर्विके तप गणे ही बड़ा नाम दी. सो दिस इज मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल प्रार्थना दैट ही शुड टेक अवर नेम एज दासी एंड विल बी दासी हियर सद्गुरु श्रीमति राधिका as well as the feats of Lalita Vishakha. That is the best prarthana. Now we should go, because we still take time. Do something here.
The water which purifies.
This is
drink here.
Sank here. And went there.
Underneath.
And she caught the feet of Srimati Radhika. Radhika, what is this? He caught Krishna. But at once Krishna came from here.
Very good swimmer.
These are Kadambas. Oh, many Kadambas is there. Very good
one.
Very good scene here. Sanatana Goswami used to live here.
Oh.
This is the bhajan kuti of Sanatana Goswami. Delhi. He usually come to wash his hands, to take bath.
He would bathe here?
He used to make chanting here, doing bhajan.
Would he take his bath here?
Bath here, everything here. Everywhere they have written this sarovar name. Pangas. Bhajan Kuti, Sanatana Bhajan Kuti. And from here, sometimes Rupa Goswami used to come here, and Sanatana Goswami used to go there. They always meet them here and there.
Where is that place where Srimati Radharani came when Swami wanted to cook?
That Kadambati.
We shall go there.
That is the place.
Now yes. We will take them up. And the bhajan is still here.
Nathangusha.
To take darshan of Nanda Baba.
As you say. We have all done at other times.
देवो हे द्विजो हे देवो हे द्विजो हे मुई प्रसादं मधुरै कटाक्षी ओम श्री नादं वैराग्य युग भक्ति रसम At first we have bhakti, and by the grace of bhakti, if vairagya is coming, then this would be, this would be severed.
This should be valued more.
And without bhakti, vairagya take it in nirvishesh brahma. So Sanatana Goswami has bhakti rasa. And also that. Sankhya Purva Nam Gandhati Kala Osanikite Nidra Har Vihara Kadvijita Ujjatan Tadino Chilo Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhurimam Deva Sambhogito Bande Sanatana Udhubhivo Very Sadrapu Kirtan of Samyuji Bande Sanatana Udhubhivo Very near and dear to some places. So, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam, we used to take only chana. Chana means
dal.
Something that also not. Sometimes through 2 or 3 days or more days without anything, only weeping, where is Srimati Radhika, where is Lalita, where is Krishna, where is Vishakha? And went sometimes to Nandagaon, sometimes to Varsana, some to Radhakund, Govardhan, and everything. No sleep, only sleep for an hour, 1 hour. He has conquered everything. And Krishna Lila Smriti, he became like man. Guna Smriti, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and Radhika's Lila, all this he used to past his time. I never wanted bhakti ras. Raghunath Das Goswami told me. I am quite ignorant. I was quite ignorant. I never wanted to drink bhakti ras. But causeless mercy, he give bhakti ras in my mouth by force. If I tried to
spit it out,
he took my mouth. No, you should take this. So he was very causeless, merciful. So I bowed down to Sanatana Goswami that he will give me bhakti plus vairagya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. He first wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And I see that every book of Rupa Goswami, every book, and every books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, are only based on this book.
And in his past of Goswami, all of the things he talked about.
This was the first one written. Mm. This book was written first.
Mm. Yeah. Rupa Goswami has taken so many verses from this. And all are bound to take Bhakti Siddhanta from this book. What is Vrindavan? What is Aras Bhakti? Everything. When we were doing
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana. At this time bhakti is pure, but as our these indriyas are not pure, it is called sadhana. But yet that the name and the past tense that we remember, doing archan, nodha bhakti, the spirit is always aprakrita. Sanatana Goswami has told.